right inside.
She's strong as steel, forged in the fire, fighting through the scared and the tired, till all the weak is gone. She's strong.
We're CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon, and today we're honored to be talking with Michelle Wright, Canadian country artist, and you're living in Nashville right now. So welcome, Michelle.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
And today we're going to talk about, very exciting, you have a new album, your first album of original songs in 7 years, I believe, and it's being released today, July 9th.
Yes, we're all quite a buzz around the organization today. It's been I've been busy doing other projects, but I did a re-release of my very first album, and I did a 16-song acoustic record, which those two projects took a little longer, as they always do, than you anticipate. And then it took me a couple more years to get this record written and get it recorded and get it out there. So we're just really, really excited to finally have it released today, and it's very exciting for me.
Very exciting. So definitely, if it took you that long, it must be a very careful project, and I'm sure that each song has been carefully chosen, and that's great.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. I appreciate you even mentioning that, Maureen, because I really do take a lot of time to try to give, try to make a record that has a big range of dynamics emotionally and musically and sonically, and just all kind of take you on a little bit of a journey as you go through listening to the CD. And most of all, I think the CD is inspiring and uplifting and positive, and that's sort of where I'm at in my life right now and what I want to sing about.
Good. And
I was going to say, in spite of all the challenges that we all have to face, just getting out of bed and getting things done every day, but in spite of all the challenges that we all have to deal with, I try to just stay focused on the possible,
Well, definitely your first song, your lead song, Strong, that's what we're playing now. That's the first release. So definitely every time I hear that song, it certainly makes me feel strong. And as you say, everybody has their own issues they're going through. And definitely good music like that inspires us and makes us stronger.
I hope so. I really hope to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you've come a long way. You started off in a van with, a couple of people, 1988. And pretty much lived in the van and did your music. Your first album released was Do Right By Me.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, Maureen, I actually started in about 1981.
Okay.
Yikes! I almost hate to mention numbers because people are going to be saying, no way, she's been around that long. But the truth is that I started playing clubs and, right out of college and played the clubs for a number of years, and then in 1988 we released my first album, Do Right By Me.
Okay, so you've come a long ways. How has your sound changed throughout the years?
Wow, that's a great question. It's interesting because I mentioned in the interview earlier that we had remastered and re-released that record a few years ago as a result of Facebook and social media and things like that. People were asking about my first album, and they couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to re-release it so that people could get it. And it was really fun for me to listen to, because I find that I still maintain the same kind of, the same kind of concepts and songs about what it is that I like to sing about. And even my voice sort of sounds very similar to me than as it did in on that first record. But then on the other hand, there's definitely been what I would like to say, some improvement. I've kind of studied my voice and tried to improve upon it. And one of the biggest differences, I would say, is that as a songwriter, I record most of my own songs now. And that's very, very fulfilling for me.
Okay, it must be. Now, you've won a lot of awards. And you were the first Canadian artist born in the modern world to have a top 10 hit in America. You've won all kinds of different awards. Now, which stand out the most, Michelle?
Oh, boy. They're also, I just appreciate all of those awards. I mean, really, every time you get to every time they call your name, there's just nothing quite like that, that's for sure. Definitely winning my first female vocalist of the year in Canada in 1990 was just amazing. And then a couple of years later to win the Academy of Country Music Awards in Los Angeles as the top new artist in America was just crazy. I mean, that hadn't happened, you know, I think since about Anne Murray or so, you know. So it had been a long time since a Canadian had walked that stage and been able to wave the flag. That was quite a thrilling moment for me. And certainly a couple of Junos that I've received, and oh gosh, most recently being inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame is an award that I just cherish. So there's a few of them, my dear, that I'm thankful for.
I believe you're the youngest artist to be inducted.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm the youngest female to be inducted. I feel like I have to make sure that I give tip of the hat to Tommy Hunter. Tommy Hunter is the youngest male inductee, and I'm the youngest female.
Okay, good. Now, on your album, Strong, are the songs different from each other? Do they differ a lot, or are they in the same kind of theme?
Well, I think there's a common thread, for mm-hmm. sure. And then, on the other hand, there are some things that are just completely, different in subject matter. But there is really kind of a common thread of sort of hope and inspiration and love, it kind of does give you all the subject matter, from the joy of love to the wanting of love to the, you know, joy of life to the challenge of life. And there's a wonderful song on there called I'll Cry Too, which is one girlfriend saying to another girlfriend, you know, I know you're going through a hard time, so how about I just come on over and we'll sit in the dark and we'll just cry, you know, instead of, you know, everything's going to be okay, don't you worry, time heals. You know, none of that nonsense. There's just two girlfriends that are going to sit together and be each other's friend. And so there's that kind of concept on the record. And then there's a fun song called What's Better Than This, which is just kind of silly and funny. And so a little bit of everything.
Okay. I love the album cover. You're on the album cover, and you're wearing boots that kind of reminds me of Nancy Sinatra from the 60s, and the dress is kind of psychedelic. So tell us about the album cover.
Well, it's funny that it really did kind of take on that retro vibe, didn't it? And I don't know that I necessarily planned that intentionally. It was just sort of, I love these boots, and I love this dress, so let's take some pictures in this. And when I saw the pictures, I thought, well, that's really fun. Let's make that the album jacket. So, you know, you plan things out and you hope for the best, and sometimes you don't plan anything, and the next thing you know, it's the one that you end up using. So I'm really happy with it, too.
That's great. I love the album cover. And where was the album produced?
Mostly here in Nashville. I worked with a wonderful Canadian producer by the name of Jason Barry, mm-hmm. and then I worked with another Canadian producer by the name of Danik Tupel. Jason Barry has produced Dean Brody and Jason Blaine and Terry Clark, and Danik Tupel is the lead guitar player with Emerson Drive. And then I worked with a Nashville producer by the name of Eric Silver, who I've worked with through the years, and I'm a big fan of his. He's a really talented guy, and he really helps me to create and to write. And so those three guys together, we worked down here in Nashville, and then Jason took some things back up there to his studio in Ontario and worked on it on bits and pieces. And so kind of a combination between Nashville and Canada, and a combination between Canadian producers and Nashville producers, and the same thing from the standpoint of songwriters. I worked with a lot of Canadian writers and some Nashville writers, and so it really is a joint effort of the two countries.
That's nice. It must be a really nice feeling to finally have the project done.
It's wonderful. I still can't believe it's like officially been released. We're smiling and we're excited, and I'm really happy about it.
And it's really exciting that it's today, too, and CJMQ gets an interview with you on the same day. Now, the video is out, too?
The video is out, yes. CMT Canada is playing it, and I think it's very special to me. This video has real-life images of girls and women that are a part of my life and that I know and that I've watched be strong in spite of some really challenging times in their life, and they're... They inspire me every day.
Now, you've traveled all over the world, so you've definitely had a chance to see women who are strong in difficult situations. So I think that you're an excellent person to write this song and sing it, too.
Well, thank you, because in fact, this record does come as a result of a trip to Africa that I took with World Vision, and going to Afghanistan and being around those soldiers, and an amazing soldier by the name of Captain Nicola Goddard lost your life on the battlefield while I was in Afghanistan, and I've since then sat at the kitchen table with her parents, and we talked about her, and I learned a lot about her, and she's just amazingly strong, and my business manager of 28 years is battling Lou Gehrig's disease, and she still has the loudest laugh in the room, and I'm just amazed by her. So I have had a lot of experiences, and my mother was a single teenage parent, you know, and she's just amazing, and so these women, they inspire me, and I after spending time with some of these gals, I'm not afraid of anything. I feel like I can overcome just about anything.
That's a wonderful message.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Michelle?
Well, just thank you for the time, and look forward to everybody checking out the CD, and hope that they enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and all the best on the album.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for rescheduling.
No problem. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.